I think we got a reasonable compromise, Donald. We have the elections going forward. The executive board is now effectively disbanded, and the ruling body of the IFA will now be the National Council, made up of the commodity chairman and the county chairman. And they will run the organisation until the election takes place. It will be a full one-man, one-vote election. Previously, it was a weighted vote to each branch.
You participated fully in the meeting yesterday. There had been some calls from farmers locally on you to walk out and refuse to participate. You believe you did the right thing?
I put the Donegal case fully and strongly at the meeting. My main priority was that the election, in the situation in the meeting, was that the election goes ahead as quickly as possible. Anything that held the election back was going to be detrimental both to the members in Donegal and the members nationally. If we scattered and sacked the executive board yesterday, we have our deputy president down in the west and also in the south. He's also working in the south of Donegal where there's flooding. If he's removed, that's vital work that won't be done. We had to be realistic in what we could achieve. It was the first National Council that I'd come back from since this crisis started where I felt there was we had made some progress on behalf of the people of Donegal and their views, and I think it was as reasonable a consensus as we could reach. There'll be a county executive meeting on the 12th of January in the Mill Park Hotel, and I'll be discussing the matter with my members then.